Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
In September, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights issued a 306-page briefing report entitled, quote, Peaceful Coexistence, Reconciling Non-Discrimination Principles with Civil Liberties, unquote. The report examined the balance struck by federal courts in claims for religious exemptions from non-discrimination laws. The commission was created by Congress in 1957 and is supposed to be an independent, bipartisan agency tasked with investigating complaints, studying and collecting information relating to discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, age, disability, or national origin, and to serve as a national clearinghouse for information in respect to discrimination or denial of equal protection under the law. But just what did this most recent report outline that should be so worrisome to Christians in America? My guest today is Matt Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Orlando, Florida-based Liberty Council. Thanks, Matt, for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
And I know you guys are involved across the country with the attacks on Christians, especially when it comes to the homosexual agenda. I mean, we look to you for advice and such as that in our fight here in Pennsylvania when it comes to the all these issues and the transgender, you know, transgender bathroom issue and such. So we really appreciate you guys down there in sunny Florida. Even in the wintertime when we're suffering through snow.
Right now it's beautiful weather, but I'm sure you got great weather there, too.
We'll
call you in another month, and we'll see how it's going.
Yeah,
we'll
see how it's going in a month, yeah. You know, and as I didn't read the whole 306-page report, but as I reviewed it and read some articles that have been written about it, you know, this report seems to favor gay rights over religious freedom, even though it's not tasked with monitoring or making any kind of recommendations regarding sexual orientation. You know, to me, they are jumping ahead of the gun when it comes to, I mean, there's an attempt to add sexual orientation to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And to me, the members of this commission have, you know, they're almost acting as if that law has been passed and as if that's part of their job now. What was kind of your take on that?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you go back to the chairman of this particular U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Martin Castro. He was appointed by President Barack Obama in 2011. And so that says everything right there because, you know, President Obama from his beginning all the way through his presidency, he has acted as though the radical LGBT agenda is part of the law. It's not. Congress has rejected it multiple times when there has been an attempt to amend the civil rights law. They have rejected it either on the House or the Senate or a combination of both. They would not add sexual orientation, and they refused to add gender identity to the law. But as you know, he sent out a directive to the schools trying to force them to comply with a non-existent law. So here you have President Obama. He has appointed this individual, so it's no wonder why it comes out this way. It's an extension of President Obama. In fact, President Obama has also appointed somebody who's head of the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Kai Feldblum, early on in his presidency. And she said the same thing that Martin Castro did. And back then in 2010, she said, and even before she was appointed to this, she said that if there is a competing collision between religious liberty, which is obviously protected by the First Amendment and every state constitution, and the homosexual agenda, which one wins? You and I would think it's an obvious question. It's an obvious answer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Religion would win. No, she said that religion has to take a second seat, and the homosexual agenda trumps that. Well, that's exactly what Martin Castro said in this report. He said this, and this is what is really shocking. Words such as, quote, religious freedom and religious liberty, unquote, have become code words, he said, for intolerance, Christian supremacy, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, and therefore, he says in the report, that religious freedom must yield before LGBT anti-discrimination laws. I mean, that is astounding that a task force or that a commission of this nature would put the LGBT agenda not only above religious freedom and religious liberty, but say that those are bigoted words, that they're racist, sexist, and so forth. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
They're again equating homosexuality and transgenderism with an unchangeable characteristic with race and such as that, which are truly unchangeable. But they're saying, well, we're born that way, we're gay, we're transgender, we can't change. So they're just furthering that lie that's been perpetuated for decades that, you know, we're born this way. So
That's right. And you know, the title, the focus of this report is so-called, and I'm quoting, peaceful coexistence.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful coexistence. So what do they mean by peaceful coexistence? It means that we can all get along and coexist as long as you put your religious liberty, your convictions aside, and let this agenda trump it. And then we'll all be along with each other fine. But otherwise, we're not going to have this peaceful coexistence. This report in Castro says that religious exemptions to non-discrimination laws, quote, significantly infringes, that's the quote,
mm-hmm.
on the civil rights of those claiming civil rights protections on the basis of race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. You know, what we have in the employment law back in the 60s is an exemption for churches so that Baptist churches can hire Baptists, Catholic churches can hire Catholics, Presbyterian churches can hire Presbyterians. It's natural.
Right.
In fact, you even have that exemption for, say, Epcot in Florida. The French Pavilion can hire people that are French. The German Pavilion can hire people that are German. The Mexican Pavilion can hire people that are Mexican. Why?
Right.
Because it is a bona fide occupational requirement. It's essential to their identity and their existence.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the church.
So basically, they're hoping that laws, and one of the recommendations, in fact, is that states that have Religious Freedom Restoration Act laws, that they would pass additional laws to clarify that churches are not exempt from the sexual orientation, gender identity component of that state's non-discrimination law.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the Human Rights Campaign, the largest mm-hmm. homosexual lobby in the country in Washington, D.C., they were originally supporters of what was called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
Mm-hmm.
That was an attempt to amend this employment law from the 60s to include sexual orientation and gender identity. It had an exemption for churches and religious organizations, like many of these laws do, to protect religious freedom and conscience rights. They were at one time supportive of that. About 2 years ago, they withdrew their support. Why? They can't support it, they say, with a religious exemption. So you can see where the agenda is going.
Yeah.
They want to target any person of faith, just like in the Kim Davis case. They wanted to have her scalp on a wall,
mm-hmm.
not because they couldn't get a marriage license someplace else, but they want to have people of faith, Christians, to not only be silent, no, that's not good enough for them anymore. They want you to be promoters, participants, and cheerleaders for their agenda. And if you don't, then they want you punished.
Yeah, and that has become more and more evident. We've seen all these businesses, and then it's gone beyond the businesses, that, you know, as you said, with Kim Davis. So it's becoming paramount that government officials celebrate their lifestyle, celebrate so-called same-sex marriage and such as that. And now the church is the central target because the church, however weakly it is, opposing the homosexual agenda in some cases, the church is their HRC's Human Rights Campaign's goal is to completely silence any opposition from the church, and this is they are trying to use from this the recommendations in this report trying to use the force of law to make that happen.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, we said a number of years ago where this agenda was going. It's
mm-hmm.
very intolerant. It uses the word tolerance, but it doesn't mean that at all. They only want tolerance if you tolerate them, but they're not going to tolerate you. What this agenda wants to do is literally dominate any opposition. So the church, Christians, people of faith, they're in the crosshairs because that's the last bastion for them to achieve their deconstructive agenda. So that's why they want to eliminate all these exemptions. Now, these exemptions are also going to go over into the area of tax exemption, property
mm-hmm.
tax exemption.
Mm-hmm.
Churches and other religious organizations are exempt from income taxes if they're a 501c3. If you're contributing to that, you get your tax exemption for that. The churches are nonprofit. They also have property tax exemption, sales tax exemption. It's just a matter of time before those exemptions are ultimately targeted. It's just a matter of time also before accreditation of colleges and universities and law schools and medical schools are also going to come under attack. Those that are religiously affiliated schools that still have the policies, and most of them do, that human sexuality is between a man and a woman in marriage, and anything outside of that is not in accordance mm-hmm. with the Bible.
Right.
Those kinds of colleges are going to have their accreditation challenged. And I think you also have student loans that will be challenged as well.
Wow.
You can get a student loan, but not if you go to a school that does not have an LGBT policy. These student loans are only for pro-LGBT policy colleges or universities.
Wow. Yeah, when you look at the danger there of all that you just listed, I mean, even now we see Christian colleges that have requested an exemption under Title IX that they not open their bathroom doors and such to transgenders. We see the attack on them, the ones who have legally
right.
requested an exemption that Title IX allows them to ask for. The homosexual activists with the Human Rights Campaign right there in the forefront is attacking those schools and actually forced, quote unquote, forced. I'm sure they didn't have to push too hard, but the Department of Education now lists those schools that have requested and those exemptions and the ones who have obtained those exemptions. So.
Yeah, you see the continuation of this agenda. This is what happened in Nazi Germany,
mm.
and that's where people got put on list.
Yeah.
They got Stars of David on their businesses, and they were boycotted,
mm-hmm.
and then it went on from there. And here what you have are all of these colleges that have the exemption so that they don't have to open up their bathrooms to
right.
the girls' bathrooms to men and locker rooms to men and so forth. They are now listed as a hall of shame, and that's what they're being called.
Yeah.
These are shameful. These are supposedly shameful colleges that have been exempted that really want to protect common sense
mm-hmm.
and safety yeah. and privacy of women on their campuses. They've got the exemption, but now they're listing them. And why are they listing them? Because that's the first step. You list them, and then you're going to target them. What
yeah.
are you going to target them for? You're going to target them to punish them by fines, taking away their ability to have student loans for many of these
mm-hmm.
Christian colleges. That will be devastating.
Yeah, for sure.
Taking away their accreditation. For law schools, if you take away accreditation of Christian law schools, or any law school for that matter, you can study and you can get your JD degree, your
mm-hmm.
Juris Doctor degree, but you're not going to be able to take the bar exam in any state in the country. So you won't be able to practice law. That will be devastating. It's the death knell to law schools,
yeah.
and the same thing for other schools
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. I don't think Americans fully realize the ramifications of this, although I think they may be becoming more aware, especially with the Kim Davis case. I think the average American, I think, is becoming more aware, I would hope so, of this radical agenda. It's a, you know, and they bully. They're bullies. They're the bullies on the playground, who are going to force you to do what they want, or as we've been talking, they will take away your accreditation and prevent you from getting student loans. Even now, there's the issue with the NCAA with the sports and such
right.
in the states that like North Carolina, which has rightfully said men have to use a women's men have to use a men's restroom, and women have to use a women's restroom, and it's just
right now I think if I recall BYU, a Mormon school,
mm-hmm.
is trying to get into the Big 12 NCAA conference. There is an attempt to keep them out of the conference. Why? Because they have a policy like other religiously affiliated
right.
schools have, and that is on human sexuality. It is between a man and a woman in marriage, not between two men, not before marriage, but in a marital relationship between a man and a woman.
Right. Wow.
And because of that, they're trying to kick them out. So you're seeing this domino effect. On the one hand, I think that this can be an overplay of this agenda,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a matter of time before push continues, and people of faith are going to have to push back.
Yeah.
They're going to see, and the general populace is going to see how intolerant this agenda is.
Yeah, yeah. So, beyond being just diligent as to what's going on around us, are there any other things that we can do as far as, looking at this report? Is there any kind of anything that we as average Americans, can we do anything? I guess that's my question.
Well, one of the things that you can do is, obviously, President Obama is the one who appointed the people
mm-hmm.
in the majority here, the chairman. And it's very important, who we elect
yeah.
at every level of office. So we're going to go to the polls in a few weeks. We need
yeah.
to make sure that we elect the right kind of people at every level of office, because that's the first step. That's how these things happen.
Yeah.
That's how Kai Feldman got put on the EEOC. That's mm-hmm. how the military got used as an experimental institution for pushing the homosexual agenda,
yeah.
is because of elections or people not voting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we can do. Certainly, you know, we can also, I think, you know, there's a great study that just came out by two reputable Johns Hopkins University doctors and researchers and
mm-hmm.
professors. And that's a great study to be able to start putting out to your op-eds or your letters to the editor. Get information out. Put it out on your social media. We have information. I know you have on your website, and we do as well on Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. So I think get the information and get it out there. You always have to constantly be putting this information out, because that's what the other side does, and they wear people down.
Yeah.
To the point where they end up believing a lie.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so that is the website, the best way to contact you guys in, Liberty Counsel?
Yeah, the website for Liberty Counsel is lc.org, lc.org. We also have another website that has a lot of other activist information on there, and that's libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com and lc.org.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate Gerald's work, like I mentioned before, and this information, and your recommendations for what we as Christian Americans need to do in response to this. Now we need to be forever diligent. I think Benjamin Franklin says something about that too. So thanks
Absolutely.
So much. Thanks so much for being with us, Matt. I really appreciate it, as I said. So
thank you. My pleasure to be with
keep
you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.